Blog Talk Radio.
हुआ मत्थम चांद जलने लगा आसमां ये हाय क्यों पिघलने लगा सूरज हुआ मत्थम चांद जलने लगा आसमां ये हाय क्यों पिघलने लगा मैं ठहरा रहा जमी चलने लगी धड़का ये दिल सांस थमने लगी ओ क्या ये मेरा पहला पहला प्यार है सजना क्या ये मेरा पहला पहला प्यार है
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Imad Sarah, and welcome to another edition to the Save Our Whole Lives show. We're broadcasting here live from Jackson, Tennessee, and we want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening. As we start dialogue, we're on Facebook under Imad Sarah, and on our Facebook page, I make it the business to post uplifting, motivational dialogue and comments and saluting unique individuals in the universe who have chosen to be solutionists by starting where they are, using what they have to create what they want. And a lot of the gods, and I want to say Psalms 82 and 60, haven't ye heard that ye are gods too and children of the Most High, are people who are unknown to us, who are doing some incredible things. So friend us on Imad Sarah at Facebook. Go on the page. And I'm challenging people to exercise their God-given skills, talents, and abilities to give yourself permission to do the things normally you do not do, like research information instead of just taking what someone else say at face value. We need to start becoming more proactive and researching and not worrying about what people think about you. That is none of your business. It's none of our business. Your opinions and thoughts of me really don't matter because you did not bring me here to the planet. You did not create me. And therefore, you cannot make me. And life and death rest only solely, praise Yahweh, in the hand of the Creator, Yahweh, our Mother Yahweh. And this mission, the Save a Whole Foundation, is for research and development on the word whole. And doing my extensive research since 2003, I have come across some astonishing revelations that I did not understand initially when I began. When Yahweh gives his servants a task to do, it is unknown. Nobody's ever heard of it. And you will be ridiculed. You will be lied on. You will be hated. the whole gamut, and I have endured that since 2003. 2007, 8, a book came out called Notable Black Memphians, in which I was blessed to be included in the autobiographies of great men and women, including Morgan Freeman, Isaac Hayes, Judge Joe Brown, Ida B. Wells, and that really blew me away to be so honored to be in such a historical work of note, notable. And inside that book is the Save a Whole Foundation. That blew me away, and that was the sign that God had given me, you know, that I need to move forward. It's interesting that people say you can't save a whole, and they're just repugnant, and, you know, some people. Men have put out songs, Captain Save a Whole, you can't save a whole, whole bitch on the in the songs and all types of genre, but I've never any group of women ever gathered together to boycott. No one. But the moment I say save a hoe, now I have people who have disdain for me. They have a problem. And one of the things, since, you know, in the research of saving a hoe, is that you will not be able to exploit a hoe. So that's why they don't want to save a hoe. But that was my mission. That was what I was given, although I still don't understand everything in it. So in the beginning, the first place you would find a hoe would have been in a garden. And life itself is a garden. In the garden, there were two masters. And you have to be a master gardener in order to grow crops. And one of the tools, and that's the word hoe, is a noun. And all intelligent beings know that a noun denotes person, place, or thing. I'm not going to, for brevity of time tonight, get into all this. You can tune in and, you know, scroll. I give a explanation on all of our shows. So I'm going to let you do that little homework and research for yourself, because Yahweh had put it in my spirit to do this show. I didn't know how to get this word out. When in Memphis, we elected our first black mayor, which was Willie Harrington, and I forget the year now. But during that process of the voting, two things happened. Teddy Withers and others created the African American organization. Excuse me, to come together so that we could win the election and pick one candidate, that the people's choice, and everybody agreed that they would get behind that one candidate so that we could win, and win indeed we did. So Harold Ford and Judge Joe Brown, they had to come down to the election headquarters in Memphis, and we were all down in the basement. It was jam-packed, and it was an exciting time, and young people in there, and, you know, who normally did not vote. It was wow. And we were chanting, "We can't hack it no more," and, you know, going. And so there was a discrepancy about the votes. So when Harold Ford came in, he said, "Well, hey, we're going to take care of this, because what happened to me is not getting ready to happen tonight." And when he ran the first time, he found his votes, some of his votes gone in the garbage, so he couldn't win, but he won. And so he did the same thing for Dr. Harrington. And so while they were in there, he and Joe Brown, there was a man appeared in the crowd, and he shouted out for the people, let's kick the door down, let's kick the door down, let's kick the door down. You know, and I'm hollering, no, 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 we won. Why do you think we're standing out here in the hallway? We have won. And so Yahweh blessed that was for that effort. And, you know, when it came out that we were victorious, people were shouting, and this gentleman, he looked me in the face. And I looked at him. And his mission was to come in there and to thwart that, because had the people went in there and kicked that door down, Mayor Harrington would never have been the mayor, and there would have been a lot of senseless lives taken. So what I am seeing, what Yahweh is showing me in this horrific event of black men being killed all over our country today, and it's like somebody has given a pass. Hosea 4:6 said, we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge and because we refuse knowledge. And people, if you don't start today doing your research, finding out, number one, the correct name of God. Isaiah 45:6 said that although that we did not know Yahweh, that he had girded us. We are the most powerful people on the planet, and the whole planet is waiting on us to wake up. Violence beget more violence and hatred. And I am really, really tired of hearing groups coming together blaming the white man. And, you know, it's not a white-black thing, because, first of all, do your research. I challenge you. Look up the word black and look up the word white. Both words are adjectives. See, in the garden where hoes are used, and we are all hoes. And if you don't leave your hoe, take the word home and divide it in half and see what do you get. And if you want to say, be cute and say you live in a house, you divide that word together, and the two words you will get is hoe and use. And I would say that you are a hoe who likes to use excuses. Now, the definition, one of the definitions of the word hoe is cultivator. So, we are cultivators. Question is, what are you cultivating in the universe? The creator of the universe, we came to this planet in love and light and respect, and we have lost our way. And, you know, the violence of people's thinking as if you're not hopeless, as if you're hopeless. Going to the street to picket, to march, it means nothing. It will be senseless and useless, and more lives will be taken. Rather, to gather your power, I'm calling for the praying mothers, the praying women to come together, because, you know, another thing that I see is so distasteful is women instigating men to get into confrontations where they could possibly lose their life. And over the coming weeks, I'm inviting different leaders in the community of solution, people who on a daily basis work in the community to bring a difference. But I am asking you not to take this to the street, not to be overreactive. And a lot of cities, you have elections. And while the window of opportunity is open with the election process, that's what we have in place. It is time to clean house. Why are you allowing the same people in your cities and state to remain in office who are ineffective and care nothing for the community? Why are you doing it? It's like you're stuck. And so there can be some changes, and I'm planning to have talks and, you know, where we can come together with the solution. But this is exactly what they want everyone to do, to get angry, go out in the streets so they can kill more people and take more lives and start the enslavement process on a higher level. Do your research on the industrial prison complex. So there's a method and a reason to why this is occurring. But being a people destroyed for lack of knowledge because we refuse to pick up books. And I'm asking everyone to step back from the television. Cut it off. It's a distraction because too many people out here today are just so irritated, frustrated, rage drivers, people driving, they can't stand for it. You know, they'll run you over, and we both end up at the light at the same time. Come on, really? You sit there just as soon as the light changes, you better be ready to dart off without looking around and see if maybe somebody's coming. And people are just so agitated, irritated for no reason. So there's a lot going on with our health and the programming of negativity. So let me say this before I go any further. My heart goes out to all of the mothers, the fathers, the family who have lost their loved ones to violence. And some of you may or may not know, but in 1987, my daughter, Eugenia Binkins, was shot in the head in Glenview Park, and she was 2 months pregnant. Praise Yahweh, her son survived. She carried him full-term natural delivery. And so he's 26 now and a father and alive. Praise Yahweh. I have forgiven the young men who shot my daughter. In fact, I'm in contact with one who is working on parole. We have to learn how to love. Number one, love ourselves. And until we love our own selves, it's really impossible to think about loving someone else. But we are carrying it around. And the sad part about it is in this case in South Carolina, I was reading on someone's post that there were people who wanted to come together and support this policeman. When I say don't believe the hype, they have no power except what we give them. And that's what they want. That's the whole purpose, is to agitate. So I want you to stand, put your blinders on, and everything in prayer. And if you don't believe that Yahweh is able, how do you think that the young man who did the video was able to video this whole thing and not be seen by the police? He was covered. He was an angel sent. And so we have to stand and know that this is going to be taken care of, but there are things that we need not do, and that's take it to the street. You don't need to argue with anybody, but we need a strategy. And that strategy is standing up in your cities and taking out of office every single entity that have been in office for years and years. It's time for the changing of the guard. It is time for you to pick up, buy a dictionary, a J. Rodell synonym finder, start researching. You have at your hand, your disposal, the computer. You have tablets. You have your phones. And start doing research. And if you're considering putting someone in office, you need to know everything about that person. If they're a former politician, what laws have they enacted? You need to do a tracing of the industrial prison complex to know how that came about, When did it come about? Who are the people on there? How much is it on the stock market? So protect your mind. That is your most valuable asset, your mind, your beautiful mind. And we have been dumbed down so much through all the different processes because the whole world know who we are. And it's time for to wake up. It is time to wake up and stop being so angry at everybody when we, in fact, turn against one another. So, you know, it's not about white or black. It's about who are the righteous. And this is what the scriptures talk about, the righteous. There are many people on the planet, but isn't it interesting that they only talk about black and white? What about the Koreans, the Japanese, the Chinese? And then when you look at World War II and Japan, now how do they own half of this country? So people, we need to, and anybody who is advocating for you to march and picket without any method is not a part of the solution. There, you know, like with Mayor Harrington, I saw firsthand people are sent out into the communities to create disruption because this is how they make money. Every time you go to jail, they make money, the bond company. People are flourishing from crime. We're committing senseless crime for no reason. And nobody need to be electing anyone in any office if the only platform they get is more police this and more police that. The question you should be asking, why do we need all this police? What is going on in our communities, in our neighborhoods, that we need to be constantly thinking about police? And we're seeing what that is out of all the ethnicities on this planet. And like I said, black is not an ethnicity. So-called black men are being killed. They're not killing other races in the manners. There are a few. But these are sacrificial killings. And Brother Scott, the family, my heart goes out to you. I send love and light, blessings and peace. You know, your son, he died to, you know, he's a door opening into this. So let's not mess this up and go crazy getting mad. See, we go crazy because we are predisposed to more violence and all this erratic behavior and really having nothing. So why is everybody going to college and getting all these degrees and you're not standing up doing anything of any significance and you're going around begging for jobs? What is going on? This don't even make any sense. So I want you to wake up and start researching. Don't believe the hype. Are you doing for change? Stop blaming the white man for this and that and the other. You can do anything that you want to do. You have to put that blame aside and what is your vision and your goal and then go to work to do that. But one of the things I see that we have such a problem empowering each other. I had a situation at the bank today and this woman of color, I've been knowing her for 20 years. And I went there with a situation, but the Spirit Yahweh had told me to go to the other bank where my sister who is a white woman. But I go to with a woman looked like me. And so she turned me down like she just couldn't do it. And it was really something really minor. So the Spirit said, go. So I went obedient. And bam, it was taken care of. So just because a person looked like you, that don't mean that they're going to be on your side. Mean that. And so, you know, like I said, it's all about the righteous. Skin color game is a divisive game by Lucifer to divide. And the righteous people of the planet are those who love peace, who have respect for themselves and others, their communities, working towards peaceful resolutions. And again, I implore you, calling forth the praying mothers, and giving thanks to Yahweh for flashing the light. And they're going to be saying some crazy things because that's what the wicked do, but they don't have, the only power they have is that if we give them that power with our mind and our intent, we are going to win. And Yahweh showed when that video, and I read something was crazy, you could incense someone to a rage that they were calling that false. Okay, come on now. There's the evidence. And so I am asking everyone everywhere to rise above this pettiness, to start doing your research, get busy. If you're not registered to vote in your cities, you need to be registered to vote. And you need to look at the candidates wisely. And don't elect somebody because they gave your mama a cow, your grandmama, or, you know, some insane reasoning. Vote for people who have integrity. And if there's nobody with integrity, then you get up and you run this race. Time is very, very short. And the window of opportunity is closing in. And this is indicative of the case where Trayvon Martin was killed and George Zimmerman, you know, there was people raised money for him and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we're flip-flop. We're not consistent. And so all you brothers out there, you know, put all that hatred to the side and stop blaming. You can't blame anybody but yourself that we are being treated as we are, because you won't rise up above that lame blame game, and you're teaching the young men coming up to blame somebody. Here's a woman, go on my page, tell me her name, bought an NBA team. Okay, come on now. So no excuses. There's another woman who has a farm, producing, creating jobs, single mother. No excuses. There are no excuses. Stop blaming people. When Yahweh bless you to rise up every morning, able to put your feet firmly on the ground, have a roof over your head, food to eat, you have a cell phone, you have a computer, you have a car, transportation, a few dollars, some more than others. There is no excuse to blame anybody for anything that we do not have. So I'm asking you to rise up, to raise up, to open your eyes and stand up for what is right and just. Get the people out here voting. Stop putting people in office who don't have your best interests. Again, soon for Friday with an impromptu meeting with others in the community to begin the dialogue for solutions. But again, no picketing, no rallying. You know, start doing your research. Become educated in what is going on and understand why this is taking place. So don't believe the hype that we cover. And I thank you. I love you. Sending love, light, and respect out. And to all the families who have lost a loved one, I understand your pain. I understand your loss. Because I, too, am a mother of one. Bless you, keep you until this time we meet again. And this is Dr. Ima Sarah with the Save a Whole Live Show. Thank you for listening. Good night.
जलने लगा आसमाए हाय
क्यों पिघलने लगा सूरज हुआ मध्यम चांद जलने लगा आसमां ये हाय क्यों पिघलने लगा मैं ठहरा रहा जमी चलने लगी धड़का ये दिल सांस थमने लगी ओ क्या ये मेरा पहला पहला प्यार है सजना क्या ये मेरा पहला पहला प्यार है